The ponderosa forests of Stevens County are tinder dry right now, and fire managers hope they have enough resources to be able to handle what might be in store before the fire season's over. In County Fire District 1, there are 8 paid crew members and 50 to 55 volunteers. The district has 8 stations that cover 375 square miles of southeast Stevens County. District 1 Fire Chief Mike Busey says 2014 and 15 were extremely busy for the district, but last summer and so far this summer have been pretty slow with just minor fires. This summer, they've been sharing their resources, crew members and trucks, with other fire districts, like at the Jolly Mountain Fire burning near Cleella. Busey says resources in the state right now are getting spread pretty thinly, but they try to prepare locally for what might be ahead.
When we do have a big weather event coming up, a red flag warning, fire weather watch, anything like that, we try to put a lot of extra staffing on. We pay our volunteers extra to come in and staff rigs with our career guys. That way we've got more resources to put on the fire quickly.
Busey says the strategy is to get a handle on any fire that breaks out within 1 hour. He says they often coordinate with other Stevens and Spokane County districts for any local fires. He says the air resources are available through DNR with a couple of smaller planes and 2 helicopters based close by in Deer Park.
There's, I believe, a plane and a helicopter or a rotor up in Colville. Then the other main area for us is OMAC, which they can get here, you know, 20, 25 minutes pretty or less. And then the heavier retardant planes, there's some based in Moses Lake and some based in Coeur d'Alene.
Busey says the planes are important, especially for the initial response to a wildfire. He adds that his district and others are always looking for additional volunteer firefighters. Anyone interested can contact their local fire station for more information. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.